morning. This is Rich Morrison at Diversified Services with this morning's market call. And we're starting out the macro markets. A little more support again today in the U.S. dollar. It's up a third of a point. Second straight day, we've seen a little rally there. Crude oil's up 16 cents a barrel at $48.53 a barrel. Gold down $3 an ounce at $12.52 an ounce. While the Dow down 21 points at 20,005. The grain's a little firmer as well this morning. We've got May corn up a penny and a half at 359.5. July corn up 1¾ at 367¼. December corn up 1½ at 383¼. May soybeans up a half cent at 972½. July beans up 0.75 cents at 983. November soybeans up 0.25 cents at 972½. May wheat up 2 cents at 426½, and July wheat up 2¼ at $4.40. Yesterday on the day, things finally recovered. We saw the funds, buyers of 3,000 contracts of corn, 3,000 wheat, and 2,000 beans on the day yesterday. So not a big day, but at least we were able to close the markets a little firmer on the day and kind of stop the bleeding to the downside. Basically, these markets had all reached oversold territory. Traders trying to even up a little bit of their position here ahead of USDA's grain stocks and planting intentions report here Friday morning. As we mentioned yesterday, the average trade estimates for the planted acreage on corn, 91 million acres, that would be down 3 million this year. Soybeans at 88.3 million acres, that would be up about 4.5 million acres from a year ago and be a new record high. So that's what the trade is expecting from this Friday's report. Again, we'll get those reports at 11 a.m. Friday morning. Tomorrow, we'll get a quarterly hogs and pigs report. The trade estimates that all hogs and pigs as of March 1, 104% of the year-ago numbers. Weather-wise, looking ahead, looks fairly moist. We'll, again, believe it when we see it, but the 5- and 7-day forecast maps call for good rains through the southern two-thirds of the country. Most of the state of Illinois expected to get a half to 1.5 inches of rain over the next 5 days. The 6- to 10-day forecast looks warm and wet for most of the country. The 8- to 14-day forecast, though, goes to warm and dry, calling for below normal precip for much of the country during that period. So it looks like we've got really over the next 7 days or so of moisture opportunities, and then after that, turning back to the dry side. So I would expect we'll see a lot of field work at that point. Here at the start this morning, we've got corn still up a penny. Soybeans are basically unchanged, and the wheat market 2 cents higher here at the open. This has been Rich Morrison at Diversified Services with this morning's Market Call.